I mentioned this before, but I added a calendar of events tab on the blog, confidenceandjoy.com. And it has not only local events of events that I'm involved in, but also some other events, including information about joining in on November the 14th. It's a Saturday morning. I'll be doing a video teaching I'm doing with Reverend James out in Maine. And that information is up there on the blog now. And also, when the information becomes available, information about Winter Advance up in Spokane coming up January 8th through the 10th, come on out and join us. They will probably live stream the audio again, which they've done for the last couple of years. But if you can, come out and join us for the weekend in God's Word. I know a number of people are already planning to do that, and it is a wonderful weekend in God's Word. And meanwhile, this is a really big week for our country. Pray lots, especially these next 3 days up to the election and beyond that as well. Those with eyes to see know that it is a spiritual battle going on. Our country needs God's help, no question about it. And regardless of any of the outcomes, God is still on the throne. He is still our Heavenly Father, and His love and power has not changed, nor will it ever change. So that is something we definitely need to keep in mind. And so many, many people are praying. And for this year of 2020, I think you might agree, I think this has been a year of prayer. And perhaps more people have prayed more during this year than maybe any other year. So let's just stay at it. And before I teach God's Word this morning, let's have some prayer. Today is Sunday, November the 1st, 2020. If you would, please take your Bibles and go to Psalm 34. A few weeks ago, I taught on gratitude to God, and I shared how God, of course, certainly deserves our gratitude, and He also deserves our praise. And in Psalm 34, verse 1, it says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together." This is a great psalm of God's deliverance, God's protection, and God's healing. And, you know, regardless of who wins the election this Tuesday, regardless of which political party is in the majority, even regardless of what type of government we live under, who do we look for our deliverance, for our protection, for our healing? Our government or our God? And of course, we certainly do want to live in a free country with laws based on godly principles, allowing us to be a free people, so that we can, as the Bible says, lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And we pray much about that, right? And maybe praying a lot more for that. But always remember who we look to for our deliverance, for our protection, and for our healing. It's really noteworthy how this psalm of deliverance begins. Bless the Lord, praise the Lord, boast, magnify, exalt. God decided to use 5 different words. They're all similar, but God decided to use 5 different words, verbs: bless, praise, boast, magnify, exalt. In those times when we need deliverance, protection, healing, when we choose to bless, to praise, to boast, to magnify, to exalt God, when we do that, at that moment, where is our focus? Where's our thinking? On our need or on how great our God is? Now, in saying that, this is not a denial of a need that we might have. It's not just saying, oh, well, everything's okay. Everything's fine. God is great. It's not denying that we have a need, but rather it's putting our focus on God, how great He is, how powerful He is, and that He is the one who delivers, who protects, and who heals. The Bible, God's Word, as you know, is just full of examples of His power and deliverance. And when we read those records, it reminds us again of that power He has and His greatness. I mean, think about some of the things that we can read in the Scriptures, like the parting of the Red Sea. You know, everybody pretty much knows God delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt and the Red Sea parted. The Red Sea parted, and it says they walked across on dry ground, some 2.5 million people. On how does that happen? What kind of power does it take to move the water out of the way and dry the ground? It says they walked on dry ground. And you know what's amazing is that when Joshua, many years later, some 40 years later, when Joshua got ready to go into the Promised Land, they crossed the Jordan River at flood stage once again on dry ground. You know, in fact, Joshua said to take 12 stones from the middle of the riverbed, which was now dry ground, bring it to the other side, pile them up there, so that many years later, when your kids would go, gee, what are all those rocks about? You can tell them that God parted the Jordan River and they walked on dry ground. So the Bible is just full of many examples of God's tremendous great power. And just like when we're grateful and we thank God for what He's already done for us in the past, and that reminds us and it gives us confidence to trust Him, likewise, giving God the praise He deserves reminds us again of His great power, and that helps us to put and keep all our trust in Him. In life, we face challenges, sometimes big, and if your problem seems too big, too overwhelming, well, then just stop and dwell on how big and powerful your God and Father really is. The more you focus on Almighty God, His greatness, His power, when you focus on that, His great ability to deliver and provide is reinforced in your mind, and your confidence in Him will grow. You know, thinking about giving Him praise, if you remember on the day of Pentecost when the 12 apostles spoke in tongues, it says that they were speaking the wonderful works of God. And then in Acts chapter 10 at Cornelius' house, when Cornelius and his relatives, when they spoke in tongues, the Bible says they magnified God. Speaking the wonderful works of God, magnifying God, that's praise, isn't it? And in 1 Corinthians 14, Paul talks about speaking in tongues as praise. And then he went on to say, I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing in the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. So we can pray and praise God with the Spirit and with the understanding. And again, just as God deserves our gratitude, He certainly deserves our praise too, doesn't He? And as we praise Him, it greatly benefits us, especially in times of need, because it takes our focus off ourselves and our problem. We mentally shift from dwelling on ourselves and our problem to dwelling on our loving God and Father, a God of power, a delivering God, a God who specializes in things called impossible, a God of miracles. That kind of focus increases our trust and our confidence in our great God. And so the first three verses of this psalm are all about praise to God, and then you read about the deliverance that he promises and provides. And I would encourage you this week to read the whole psalm. But if you would look at Psalm 103, we see something very similar in Psalm 103. Verse 1, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." There's that thankfulness. Praise and thankfulness kind of go hand in hand. But you know, these first two verses, bless the Lord, giving God the praise and thanksgiving that he deserves. And then the next verse, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Look at what God does. That's who our God is. That's what he does. Forgives, heals, redeems, crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies, satisfies thy mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Wow. Praise the Lord, huh? In Psalm 56, if you turn back a little bit, Psalm 56. And let's look at verse 10. In God will I praise his word. Psalm 56, verse 10. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. And look what follows. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praise unto thee. His vows, not our vows, his vows. And vows are promises. His promises, not our promises to him. His vows. O God, your vows, your promises are upon me. You know, in 2 Corinthians 1, it says that all of his promises to us are yea and amen. His vows, his promises are upon you and me. Praise him for his words of promises to us. And back in verse 9, it says, God is for me. You know, like you read in Romans 8, if God be for us, who can be against us? God is for me. And in verse 13, for thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? And there's the deliverance. Thou hast delivered me. Praising God and giving God thanks helps us to get into the mindset of what God can and will do for us so that we can trust him and believe him. So you might say, well, okay, well, how do we praise God? Just say, praise God, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Just go around all day saying, praise the Lord. How do you praise someone else? Well, you tell them how great you think they are, right? How do you magnify God? Well, how do you magnify somebody else? How do you boast about someone else? We praise God by talking to him and saying how great he is. We boast or magnify God by telling others how great our God is. There are a number of places in the Bible when you can read where people prayed. They began their prayer by giving God praise and thanks. Remember when Jesus taught them how to pray? And I say, hey, teach us how to pray. How do we pray? And Jesus said to them, okay, pray like this. Our Father, recognizing, first of all, that he's our Father. Our Father who art where? In heaven. God is in heaven. I think there's a verse in Psalms where it says, you know, when you pray, remember you're on earth and he's in heaven. Keep that straight. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed or holy be your name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, beginning with praise. And then he went on, as you know, give us this day our daily bread. There are places in God's word where they praised God and then deliverance followed. Now, don't misunderstand me this morning. I'm not teaching a magic formula. I'm teaching the principle. Giving God praise, boasting of Him, exalting Him, magnifying Him, it gets your mind off you and your problem and on to focusing on the one who can deliver, protect, and heal. You can read it sometime in one of the battles. It's recorded in 2 Chronicles 20. God told them, don't be afraid and don't be dismayed. The battle's not yours, it's mine. I'm going to do this battle. That was his promise to them. That was his vow to them in that situation. And so what did they do? Well, then they marched out, not being fearful, not full of doubt. The Bible says they marched out singing praises to God. And they didn't need to fight. God took care of the enemy. God took the whole enemy out. Remember when Paul and Silas were imprisoned after being beaten? It says they prayed and sang praises to God, and then they got delivered. There's a great verse about deliverance and healing in Jeremiah chapter 17. If you would turn there. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14. Look at this. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For you are my what? Praise. Isn't that a beautiful verse on healing? Jeremiah 17, 14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. And make no mistake, there are places in the book of Psalms. Psalms, the word psalms in the plural means songs of praise. There are places in the book of Psalms, the songs of praise, where the psalmist was discouraged, overwhelmed. I'd like you to look at that in Psalm 77. Psalm 77. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. That's a good start, isn't it? Even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. God always hears. It says that the ears of the Lord are open to our prayers. Verse 2, in the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. Ever been in a situation like that? Not a great place to be, is it? My soul refused to be comforted. No matter what anybody says, I'm just not going to be comforted. Miserable, discouraged, overwhelmed. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed, Selah. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I'm so troubled I cannot speak. Refuse to be comforted. I can't even talk. Don't talk to me. I don't want to hear nothing. I can't even talk. I've considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. Oh yeah, I remember when things were good. Certainly aren't now. I call to remembrance my song in the night when it was really good. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. And then here's his question. Will the Lord cast off forever? Will he be favorable no more? No more grace for me from God? Is this where I'm at now? Okay, God, you're not going to do anything for me anymore. Is his mercy clean gone forever? Does his promise fail forevermore? Wow. It's a little different than what we read earlier about thy vows are upon me, O Lord. Look at verse 9. Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Is he angry at me? Selah. Light bulb, verse 10. Boink. Light bulb. And I said, this is my infirmity. Yeah, all the junk I'm thinking right now. And here comes the mental shift. But I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. Wow. Right hand, meaning the power, the deliverance. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I'll meditate. Here's what I'm going to dwell on. I'll meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Oh, there's some boasting of God in there too, isn't there? Yeah. Magnifying God. Yep. Exalting God. Yes. Blessing the Lord. Yes. Praising the Lord. Yes. Verse 13. Your way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? There's some praise to God, isn't it? There's telling God how great he is. Now, isn't that a little different than, is he gone? There's no more promises. There's no more mercy. There's no more grace. I don't want to talk to him. Look at the mental shift that he did. And sometimes we go through this, don't we? Yeah, sometimes we have to do a mental shift because we get so overwhelmed. Verse 13 again. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? You are the God that does wonders. You have declared your strength among the people. You have with your arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph, Selah. The waters saw thee, O God, the waters saw thee. Yeah, they were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The skies sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the sea, and thy path in the great waters, and your footsteps are not known. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Quite a mind shift in that psalm, isn't it? Yeah. I'd like you to look at a verse that I think is probably familiar. That would be Ephesians chapter 3, if you would. It's a wonderful verse, and I think it's familiar to most of us, maybe even memorized, but I wanted to show you something. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. You want to talk about God's power? Able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Unto him what? Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus. Unto him be glory, praise, honor. The great beauty of God's word, the masterful tapestry of his words. Look at this. His exceeding abundant power that is far above all we could ask or think is sandwiched in between unto him glory and honor and praise and boasting, exalting, if you like. Read it again, verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? The great praise that's tied in with God's great power and deliverance. If you would go to Psalm 146, we're going to close here in Psalms. You know, sometimes we say the word hallelujah, Hallelujah, brother. Hallelujah. And actually, that's a compound word coming from a verb and a noun. The first part meaning praise. Second part is usually short for Jehovah, the Lord, God. And it's translated in the book of Psalms in the Old Testament, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And did you know that the last five Psalms, each one of them, open and close with hallelujah or praise the Lord? And again, praise, you could say it means to boast, to shine, to extol. Some synonyms of praise would be esteem, compliment, recognize, give tribute, put the spotlight on, show appreciation. The opposite of praise would be to blame, to criticize, to disapprove, to neglect, to disregard, or disrespect. And so what I'd like to do with you here this morning is, I thought, since we're talking about praise, let's just read these last five Psalms. Psalm 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man in whom there is no help. His breath goes forth, he returns to his earth, in that very day his thoughts perish. Happy or blessed is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. That's why I said earlier, regardless of how things turn out Tuesday, where do we put our trust? It's in our God. Where are we at? Verse 6? Okay, want to know about God? Let's have some praise for God here. He made heaven and the earth, the sea, and all therein is, who keeps truth forever, who executes judgment for the oppressed. He gives food to the hungry. The Lord looses the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises them that are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord preserves the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked, he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise the Lord. Opens with praise, ends with praise. 147. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the broken in heart and binds up their wounds. He tells the number of the stars. God knows how many stars there are. We don't. He calls them all by their names. He even named them. Great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifts up the meek. He casts the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise unto the harp unto our God, who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow upon the mountains. He gives to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry. He delights not in the strength of the horse. He takes not pleasure in the legs of a man. Look at verse 11. The Lord takes pleasure in them that fear or reverence him, in those that hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion. For he hath strengthened the bars of thy gates. He hath blessed thy children within thee. He makes peace in thy borders. He fills thee with the finest of the wheat. He sends forth his commandment upon the earth. His word runs very swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters the hoarfrost like ashes. He casteth forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow, and the waters flow. He shows his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord. 148. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. Isn't that awesome? In the beginning, God did what? Created the heavens and the earth. He commanded, and they were created. He has also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, you dragons and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalts the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Well, are we near unto him as his children? We are dear to him. He cherishes his children. Praise ye the Lord. 149. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand. That's the word of God. To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. To execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. And 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Aren't those great? They're absolutely great. What can you say to that except, bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It reminds me of that song that we sing often, How Great Thou Art. I'd like to close reading this song. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come, with shout of acclamation, and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration, and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Shall we pray? Almighty God, our great, wonderful God and Father, we praise you this morning for your loving kindness, for your mercy, for your grace, for your power. We praise you and thank you for giving your Son, Jesus Christ, so that we could have eternal life. We give you the glory and praise for your many promises to us. And we ask you, Father, to help us. We pray, Father, that you would supply that which we need, whether it be physical, mental, whatever it is, Father, we come before you and ask you, knowing you are the great power, knowing that you are a God of deliverance, protection, and healing. And we pray for our country, Father, for the trouble that it's in. We ask you to hear the many prayers of many people across this land and help us. And we pray, Father, for our brothers and sisters around the world who live in such dangerous situations, your children. We pray and ask you to bless them, help them, protect them, and heal them. And we pray, Father, for the continued outreach of your word around the world, for hungry hearts to be filled with the knowledge of your word to receive salvation through Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for the privilege of sharing your word this morning. Thank you for your great love for all of us. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, amen. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you for being here this morning. This teaching will be posted on the blog shortly, and we're going to be back here again next Sunday, unless, of course, God sends his Son for us. In the meantime, as I mentioned in the teaching, pray much for our country this week. Make some extra time to pray. And keep loving people. Love people. And keep looking for open doors to share the good news and tell people just how great our God and Father is. So I love you, and may God bless you abundantly.